call this meeting to order. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jason Billis.
Got a little cobweb there.
Cobwebs. You gentlemen had the opportunity to review the minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
And?
Make a motion to accept the minutes. Second by Mr. Noble.
Richard, gonna be a long day today.
We're gonna get you through.
I don't think any of us are really here.
Has been moved and seconded that we accept the minutes as presented. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Butch, let's go to work.
We got the rocks in down there. McGinnis is what we called. We still want to get some riprap, so we're trying to get some from that BLM. I don't know whether that's going to work or not. Did you talk to the Forest Service about doing their part, cleaning up the rocks?
I haven't had a chance to.
I didn't get breakfast this morning with them.
Yeah, we didn't have breakfast.
I think it's a good idea if we can clean up theirs too.
Yeah.
I think once they see it, they'll.
Just to further note, we were going to try and Micah was supposed to be setting up that meeting this a month ago. Remember that? And I didn't know where he'd gotten. Mike was here to touch base with him. So.
Yeah, I'll be good. But so far, what they've got is most good.
The password was for the Wi-Fi.
No, I don't know.
That'll be there.
Did the deal go through with Barlow's? Evidently.
What's that?
Advertised.
They sent us, we got a letter or an email from the land trust, and they said that they were okay. So we're advertising, and we'll have the hearing on the 19th of December.
I guess my question beyond that is, did we decide to, are they going to knock off that hill some, or what's going to happen there?
Don't know.
We kind of talked about it, kind of like to see it get done, or permission to get it done.
Right.
Right. It'd be nice to widen that out. I asked Mike about that a few years ago. He said no. And he said, we'll see about that. Wanting to do it at all.
Well, we have yet to approve it.
Well, it'd be nice if we could widen it out.
Yeah.
Maybe move it back a little.
I mean, we can approve it contingent upon things like that. So we've yet to have that meeting. So,
and where Billy fixed that road at Bondo, by Jack Creek, by Banning's old place, the water's about that far going over the road.
Mm.
So he raised it probably that far, so it would have been close.
It's been coming.
Wow.
Yeah,
damn it.
Good.
Yeah, it is a good deal.
Good deal.
It was a lot of controversy over being so high and yada, yada, yada. But as it turned out, right now, we ought to need to go back and look.
Well, in the spring, too.
Yeah.
Cool.
But it was worth doing. I guess that's about it. They're plowing snow and still graveling. So.
Okay. So, good. Anybody else?
Did Don Crennendon come in this morning?
We didn't have breakfast this morning.
Well, I just got off the phone with him before I came here. Uh-huh. And he had everything ready to go to bring in here. He said he'd be here a little before 9, so he's planning on showing up here.
Did he know what was here?
Yes, I talked to him yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
He's got some paperwork that needs to be signed by you. Two applications.
Yep, he's got them. Both SF-299s, and I think he's about done with the NEPA on the Del Creek. So both those projects he said are in order.
I talked to him a couple times about that.
Yep, so good work.
Should
be in today with both of
them. Yard loose a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Anything else, Mike?
Have you looked at the papers? Have you seen everything?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything that we see.
Everything is in order?
So. He said he's just working through
they had a cultural study that they needed to do on the McKee pit. So he said, and the one on Del Creek was already done.
For the easement.
Yeah. Well, the easement is going to be, there's a construction easement or request on the Del Creek Road so we can lay into that side hill more.
Right.
And then the easement off of 189, 191 into the McKee pit is the other one. So they're two different ones in the same area, so.
They have an approach there, so all we have to do is kind of follow it and build this little road going up through there.
It's just an alternate access point into that pit.
Then we got people at Henry 1.
Oh, yeah. One guy, he wants some fill for his place, like we did Tolbert's Henry. He's just down the road a little ways. And anyway, he did work some water. Spring comes on and they turn on that ditch, but I don't think they use that ditch this summer. And I've heard from the Forest Service, it's not a legal ditch, but I don't know, one way or another. That one was going to give them the rocks for.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what we do there. I just wait and see, but I don't know what you want to do about Henry.
I know last spring when we had the flooding stuff going on, he was wanting somebody to go in there and fix all of that. And it's like, no, that's not.
He told me, he just was wondering if when we start knocking down that hill, if he could get, he didn't expect us to, if we just dump it there, he would use it to make a berm to keep the water around his place. And I said, well, we'd bring it up. I didn't really know. I mean, it'd be what we call, it'd be a nice haul, but I don't know if we can.
What's your other options for the dirt? Is it further or?
Well, we'd probably just take it up to
just put it up in the pit.
More than likely it'll be in the way.
Well, I mean, we got the berms up there we need to build too, but there's plenty. There's a lot of material. We just barely got started. It was nothing building them other berms. So we'll have plenty of material.
Without looking at it, my thoughts from what you said are, if you don't, I don't mind you just taking it over there and dumping it.
Yeah, so that's,
it shortens your haul.
Right, and it's he saving. Said that's all he has a backhoe, and he would do the rest if we just dump it there.
So you wouldn't be incurring any additional cost?
No. It's not half a mile long down the road. If by the time you got to the top of the pit, then it'd be about the same distance.
It's right there past the Blue Barn. Bunch of houses.
But if you do him, you're doing everybody.
In a nice way, he brought up,
sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. Well, I was just getting ready to say it.
Yes, you saw it.
Sure, myself also.
Doesn't matter, does.
Joel just made a pretty good comment and said, we've already set the precedent, and he saw it.
Yeah. And in a nice way, he brought that up. I said I'd tell Butch and go from there.
I'm going to have to ponder. Let's not make any agreements right now. We'll think about it. How's that? We'll take it under advisement.
Okay.
Because we're about done. Will that be a springtime?
Right.
Summertime?
Oh, it's summer.
Summertime. Okay.
All right. Very good. Don, have you got some things for us to sign? And
I just got one thing for you to sign.
Okay.
I must have misplaced something, and all I need is a signature.
Okay, and this is on?
This is on that Dale Creek Road project.
Okay.
It's all but done, basically. It should be done next week, but I just need to have that.
Okay.
So I just wrote that up.
We need to accept this by motion, so.
As simple as possible, it refers to your letter.
So what are we?
So I think you just make a motion that we accept this application.
Mr. Chairman, I move we accept the application provided by the Forest Service for the project on Del Creek Road.
Second.
Okay. Has been moved and seconded that we accept the application for transportation and utility systems and facilities on federal lands on the Del Creek Road in conjunction with the U.S. Forest Service. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Is that it, Don?
That's it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks, Don.
All right. Anything else? Mike, Butch,
Billy. I don't know if he's got anything he wants to say on the industrial. It's pretty well done.
Yeah, it's, I mean, they're all but,
yeah.
I mean, it was just some final little punch list items like fencing and stuff like that, but it's.
I took a drive on it the other day, and it looks good.
It does, Don.
Yeah, it does. They did a good job on it.
We have 6 inches on that. That's what I thought.
That should last us a while, hopefully.
Shouldn't have to worry about maintenance for a long time.
Good. Good. There's a lot of traffic, a lot of heavy traffic on that road.
And that thing that White Mountain has isn't light.
Man. Yeah. Okay. Plus
oil field goes out there. There's
Not me.
Somebody is.
Okay. Excellent. Anything further, gentlemen? All right. Butch, hate to do this to you, but can we have you back here at 2:30?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll buy you lunch.
I'm not going to ask. Chuck Batchelor's coming. He just wants to talk about River Road, so we need you here.
Well, won't that be special?
It will. It'll be awesome. So, thank you.
2:30.
See you this afternoon, folks.
Yes, please.
Try not to miss it.
All right. Thanks, Butch. Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah. All right. Billy, what do you got for us?
Oh, well, let's see. We're doing really good. New compactor showed up.
Good.
Got it going.
That's, are you pleased with it?
Yes. It's we got it, both of them in both pits, C&D and the MSW. So everything's working good there.
Good.
I talked to Mary a little bit about the budget because I know we're just fixing a lot of stuff. There's, the buildings were in pretty bad shape. A lot of electrical. I mean, just. Fully destroyed. On the baler, you know, is in really good shape. It's just the wing walls on it are all wore out. I mean, just a lot of stuff that just hasn't been maintained.
Right.
So we're just doing a lot of welding, just
good.
Getting things back. Got the roof fixed. Garage doors are getting fixed. Having a lot of electrical stuff. There's a lot of stuff on the baler, electrical on the baler that's been just neglected, and you know, you could get shocked. So I'm just fixing stuff. I ain't rebuilding it, but I'm just fixing what needs fixed. So
good.
That's mainly.
Are you okay on your budget there, or is that something that we're going to need to address?
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. We'll have to address that at some point. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, when you know, we kind of started in this. On right. this journey, it right. was, you know, get
see what we
get,
need.
See what we need. Get right. the equipment in shape. Get right. the, you know, the building in shape. Get the staff in shape. I have reserve money for, I have several reserves for the landfill, but one of them I have for this kind of stuff.
Okay.
It's unfortunate. We should have been budgeting and repairing all along, and we didn't.
No, we haven't.
But
yeah, it's just stuff that. I mean, it's just, if we don't fix it, it's starting to, like on the, where the baler is, where we have metal that comes, covers the concrete, and the metal's totally wore out or gone, so it's wearing into the concrete. So if we, I mean, it's going to be real serious stuff if we don't, you know, it's just, yeah, just stuff that's
totally, I mean, I ain't going past that. I'm just fixing what needs fixed. You know, there's big holes in the roof when the, because the doors have been broke for so many years that the wind blew tin off.
Mm-hmm.
And so it started to mess with the building. So we got the roof fixed.
Okay.
Clean it up.
Yeah. I mean, it's,
yeah.
But it's come a long ways. I mean, we've got a lot done. But.
And we have reserve for mm-hmm. this sort of thing.
So the plan is, I believe, because we've got these repair expenses, then we're going to have the tire hauling expenses also. So, once
I better get my tires to you really quick.
Yeah,
if you had any more, you need to start your tires.
Yeah,
we started hauling tires.
Okay, good.
But I think what we should do is, as we see, you know, these expenses are we're going to have them pretty well. We're going to have the money spent probably by about February or so.
Okay.
And I'll amend the budget in March to make sure that the budget's running in the black.
Okay.
But you have permitted that work, or you've approved that work, you've directed that work to be done.
Yes, we
have. You know, we've got the money to back that up. I would have told you that before.
Do you know how much we have in that reserve?
Oh, yeah, you'd ask me that, wouldn't you?
That's
all right. Enough.
Okay.
That's a good answer.
That'll work. Enough. I like, enough. That's all I need
yeah,
to know.
Yeah, we got enough.
Okay, good.
So that was my biggest, and I talked to Mary about it. I was just worried about that, but we're just fixing what needs fixed.
Good.
We build a dumpster because there's some people that show up and just have like one bag of trash and to make them drive all the way out there. So we're just kind of making things more efficient.
Good.
We got plenty of staff. All that's working good. I talked to Mary a little bit about it. I'm working on a kind of a winter-summer hours. You know, that hoping that we can address this summer. I kind of want this down here to be the same as Pinedale. And then, you know, pretty much we don't really get any trucks before 8 o'clock when it gets real cold. So that we could maybe adjust things where we still, you know, can operate with the same crew we got. I might have them come in a little later, you know, a couple guys, you know, juggle it. But we're doing good there. Like I said, started hauling tires. That's about it.
Good.
It's going good.
Perfect.
Billy, is there any way we can have a follow-up meeting maybe next week, Monday or so?
Yeah.
We don't need to necessarily meet with staff as before, but I just kind of like to go out there and see some of these things you're talking about.
Yeah.
So how about 8 o'clock next Monday?
That'd be fine.
Will that work?
That'll work fine.
Meet you at the maintenance shop.
Yeah.
I will be on my way home on Monday, so I will not be able to assist you.
Are you his assistant?
That's not the term I will use.
Okay. Didn't mean to stir anything up.
You're used to having an assistant
in his budget.
Yeah. It's my nerves.
Mac is your nerves.
Mate.
So you can probably remember that
this year.
Because everything's
right. Yeah. But yeah, that would be really handy inside that. Right now, they're having to, when we're bailing, which we're, you know, we're kind of, we've been talking with all the, you know, you kind of got the same trucks coming in, so they've been kind of trying to sort it a little bit better and stuff for us. So it's been working pretty good, but yeah, you know,
in the
they were, yeah, where you don't have to do it by hand,
sure.
You know, that would be way handy.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kind of, I mean, we can get by. I'm just trying to get everything operational. You know,
yeah, I just didn't know where that went, if that was going to go back into the budget.
Yeah. But that's, once we get the tires out of there and we're working on that, everything, the permitting with Eric, I've been keeping up with him. Everything's going good there. We've had some inspections. So far, everything's going good. So I think we're good. So.
Cool. Excellent.
At the first year, we also really received Lincoln County's checks, right? Not yet? What's going on there?
So I was contacted by Mary Crosby from Lincoln County, about a week ago?
Yeah.
I think, because I talked to Billy about that. And she said, so when are you going to bill? We haven't. So Lincoln County has not given money to LaBarge yet. Mm-hmm. And she said, have you billed, are you going to bill, or have you billed LaBarge, or what's going on? And I said, Mary, I said, I don't have an executed copy of the contract, for starters. I said, we sent it off from here to LaBarge. I said, and I've never gotten a copy of the contract back. I said, so I said, I need that probably first before I do anything. But no, we haven't billed. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't even know what the contract says about how we proceed, if this is an annual payment to us or whatever. And she said, well, she said, I've got some issues with LaBarge. There's some permitting or something or other that LaBarge is supposed to be doing to make Lincoln County happy, and that hasn't happened yet. So anyway, the last correspondence I had from her was, we sent her a number for what we have would be billed to Lincoln County, which is $1,600. And I said, that's what we know right now. She said, if you want paid, she said, Lincoln County will pay you directly. We're not going to give the money to LaBarge until, and that's their fight. That's not ours.
Because that was how it was going to go, through LaBarge to us.
Yeah.
And now it's just going to go straight from Lincoln to us.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, but it's $1,600. So I think the $40,000 is really, really out of whack.
As far as not enough or what? Or not?
No, we've only got $1,600. $1,600 since the 1st of July to current. We're almost half a year done, and we've only done $1,600.
They're only bringing, like I looked at it yesterday, they're only bringing 6 ton a week to us right now.
So those numbers were all way too high.
Yeah, I think it's...
Reflecting back on our advisor.
Huh, yeah.
Well, let's not tell Lincoln County that.
Yeah.
Let's just not tell Lincoln County. Write us a check for 40. That's fine.
Yeah, make up for the past.
So there it sounds like.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
But you're on that too.
Yeah.
Very good.
Sounds like we'll be starting over there, huh?
All right. Yeah. It's all right. Anything else, Billy?
That's it.
Okay, Mike. You good?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
See you on Monday, Billy.
Corky, anything for us?
At the permits. Maintenance shop, right?
Brian's just going to run permits. So.
At maintenance?
Okay.
Maintenance.
Yeah. I've been on leave for 2 months. So.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, leave on a project, special assignment.
Ah, gotcha.
In the field.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
That, well, you bet. See you later then. This probably be a good place to talk a little bit about, I'm sure Shad's going to fill us in on what went on at the Aspen Grove Independent Living over the weekend. I don't know if everybody is up to speed on that.
I saw Mary's email.
Just the email on that. Maintenance and Sublet County Fire did an outstanding job on that, both of them. Shad got there, got on top of it. Blake was there, got on top of it, got the water shut off, got everything sucked out. Fire were squeegeeing the water to the maintenance, and maintenance was sucking it out. And so there was that much standing water throughout that whole outfit, and they got it sucked out and dried out, and only two people had to be put up in a hotel overnight, and they were in the next back home the next day. And it sounds
because they were
like,
dry yesterday.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's no damage to personal property as well as perhaps the building. I asked Andre yesterday, I said, so does it look like we're going to have to do some drywall work? Are we going to have to do some carpet? And he says, I don't think so. He said, I think we got it fast enough that everything is in good shape.
Carpet cleaning.
Got the carpets clean. Yeah. The hard way.
So what happened?
So there is a sprinkler that was up on top, and here's the hypothesis, and nobody's willing to fall on their sword over this. The hypothesis is it's the same deal we had the other day where the pressure bumped, spiked, it peaked, pressure coming water into pressure. The building.
Yeah.
Water pressure.
And it pops it.
And it pops that.
This one actually blew it out.
And in this one, it blew it apart. Now, Andre was saying that there might have been some issue in the design and when that was put into. Value engineering comes in here because he said when they replaced that head, they actually had to cut a half inch out around of it in order to get the head put on. So that tells me it probably wasn't installed
correctly
in the beginning. And then when we got this peak water pressure bump hit, just blew that. I guess it blew it into pieces.
Shed said it's 35 gallons a minute or so.
Flowing 35 gallons a minute.
So it was if they're spraying across the whole.
But you know, it's curious. Why hasn't it happened before? You know, because we've been in that building for a while.
It's true. And it may have happened before, and it's just not caused a problem.
Yeah. It might just be able to take it.
And I don't know for sure, but I think Jim Mitchell was there helping, and he set up the Red Cross.
He was.
It was all motels, I believe. Yeah, it was paid through Red Cross.
Yeah, it was good. And it was it's all great, but Jim really needs something to do.
I fully agree.
Find him something. He just
needs a disaster so bad.
I suggested to Andre yesterday that he get a hold of Todd Hurd.
It's a good idea.
Because Todd was our owner rep on that project.
Yeah.
In case there's any thing out there as far as there's probably not any warranties, but would be curious if this is going to be an ongoing deal or something to go back and look at that sprinkler system.
Right.
Yeah.
So would you contact Andre, Tom, and just touch bases with him and make sure that we kind of get a follow-up on this? I asked Andre and I asked Shad. I said, would there be any type of an investigation to see exactly what happened and why it happened and what's going on? And he said there's really no entity to do that. Maybe
you get the sprinkler system people back and recharge the system.
If Andre can
do that,
a little follow-up with the sprinkler system people, maybe even check the other ones too and make sure we don't have another one ready to fail.
Yeah, something else like it.
Yeah.
Is that damage covered under insurance?
Yeah.
If we figure it
is, if we've got enough to meet our deductible.
Yeah.
I'll talk to
him. It'll be a $10,000 deductible. Yep. So chat with Andre and see if there's something that we can do to avoid this problem in the future. And I don't know if Andre needs to chat with the city boys.
Well, he already has.
Some of the concerns again that Andre had was Shad and Andre and him. When it happens, the alarm goes off and it sets it, trips it, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
No one knows how to shut it down. So Shad and Andre were teaching everybody how to shut it down, and then on second thought, they're like, oh, maybe we shouldn't have taught anybody.
Yeah.
So they're working through some of those discussions also, because someone's got to have the authority to know when to shut it down.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
There's got to be some
I'll
sort
follow
of
follow up on all that.
Okay, yeah, there's got to be some sort of post-incident meeting here.
So another thing that Andre and I talked about a little bit yesterday is the fact that, so we have this landlord-renter relationship over there. But seems whenever anything gets a little crazy, we're there. And on Sunday, their maintenance people weren't there. Ours were.
Right.
And we are the owner of the building, and this is a big deal.
We're protecting our investment.
We're protecting our. But in a case like that, Tom, where they're talking about who knows what the deal is. It shouldn't be everybody in the county that knows that. It should be their maintenance people, their, you know. But it does. It's just like when we had all the issues with the sidewalks being slick.
Right.
Well, so we had to go over and teach them how to shovel snow. It's like, seriously?
Their concern was, okay, next time it is a fire and they run in and shut it off.
Right.
Yeah.
So they've got to figure out a protocol for that. Yeah. And I'm sure Andre.
But they
and
should have
Andre and Shad.
You know Shad's gonna follow up.
Yeah. But they should have the Aspen Grove people, Sublet Center people, should have an evacuation plan. They should have a, they should have all that stuff in place.
Right. I know the Sublet Center does have an evacuation plan, but I don't know about Aspen Grove.
So as another design perk plus comment, that fire system's charged with air, which maintains its pressure. And then when something happens, the water then follows. And that was what saved us a lot of grief, is because the maintenance guy said usually the systems that are charged with water dump that rust all over the building and wreck it. And this was clean water.
Clean water coming in.
Yeah.
So just for future reference, I guess that's something we ought to consider if we build again.
Good to know.
Yeah.
But they were both really impressed with the fact that it was clean water.
Good.
I would bet they do have an evacuation plan, but I can check on that.
Okay.
Check with Donna.
Would you?
Well, you'd think it would be a big liability issue.
Yeah, and I'm sure they do, but it's reassuring us if they do.
Okay, very good. All right, well, we'll ask Shad just to briefly touch on that when he comes in here in a sec. So do you have some business for us, Mary?
Let's do that. A little business. So one thing, since there isn't anybody here, I had a visit with with Sid Stanfield from over at the library.
Okay.
And I've talked to you guys before. He had come to me probably in about July, August about their water bills at the library.
Right.
And I was watching. I've been watching our water bills. I don't think our water bills were out of line for during that period of time, because we're watering grass and that kind of thing. His water bills were really, really, they were charging him like $800 a month.
Right.
So, and I don't know. Anyway, just so you guys are aware, he said, I am going to go. They're having a water meeting sometime at Pinedale. He says, I am going to go. I am going to speak out on behalf of the library. I want the commissioners to know that, because the county, it will be the county.
Right.
And he said he just wanted you guys know that. And I said, well, I said, they'll appreciate that.
Yeah, he can represent
us. I said,
because
they're aware that you guys have been getting these big water bills, and there's, you know, he says, I don't understand it. He says, apparently it's based on the size of the line that comes in or whatever the deal is. He said, and I says, yeah, but $800, they've completely overspent their water budget at the end of September. You know, so anyway, that, and then I have two bonds. I have a bond for John Godfrey as the treasurer for the Rural Healthcare District, and Amy Cormer as the clerk for the Big Piney Cemetery District.
What if we don't sign that?
You don't have to. They just won't get any money.
Just sign an alias.
Have you got time for a hypothetical question?
Yeah.
Okay. Big Piney Town Council meets tonight. They're going to appoint their vacant council position.
Mm-hmm.
In previous conversations with Michelle Hymas, Michelle takes the position that as the mayor, she doesn't vote. Now, in Marvelton, they do it differently. So my question is, if they were to nominate a person for that position, and Michelle were
to vote,
and it was 2-2, and it was a tie, would that come back to us like the healthcare district? Here's my concern.
I don't know.
There's four people that signed up for those positions, one of which was Laura Clark.
Are you kidding?
No, only in Sublet County.
No, man.
So I just wonder if... Because if Laura Clark comes up, Amy Davis and Michelle Hymas, if she votes, will vote against it.
Does she live in town? Does Laura Clark live in town?
I didn't know. I don't know. Matthew,
I have no idea. I know where her mother lives. I don't know where she lives.
Anyway, it was just a hypothetical, because that is tonight.
Yeah. I don't know. See, special districts, but they're not a special district. They're a municipality.
Right.
So
that doesn't
give the money to them.
I don't know what the answer is to that without
looking
at the statute.
And I don't know if they had a tie vote, the mayor would
break
the
tie.
Well, but no, if the mayor votes, it would be a tie.
Oh. Yeah.
If the mayor doesn't vote, it's going to be 2-1. And Sherry Redden is going to vote whichever way Scott Cherville does.
Right.
Yeah.
I see. Because there's only four.
So the only possibility would be a tie, and then I'm assuming the motion would fail.
Right.
And it had to come through something else. Anyway, I know there's four. I don't know who the four are. Jim Robinson, I guess, talked to Michelle, and she, in confidence, revealed that Laura was one of them.
Oh, man.
Which I thought was incredible.
That sounds like something that would happen in Pinedale.
More business?
More business. We got an email yesterday, maybe, about the legislative meeting for the commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of things. I am going to block rooms for you guys, and then you can decide later who's going or not.
Okay.
Or whatever, how you want to do that.
Yeah, go ahead and block.
The other thing is that we've already got a schedule for for our legislative meeting or legislative dinner with Uinta and Sweetwater and Lincoln County. I got an email from Sherry up in Teton County and says, hey, how about, you know, because last year we tried, and this was before you guys, but we tried to soiree Teton County or something, and that didn't work. We haven't RSVP'd on Lincoln. I don't know if we want to try.
Teton wants to have a little meeting like
well,
this.
Well, we used to, no, we used to, when we had the legislative dinner, we used to have Teton County in with us because we share legislators.
We have all the legislators.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and then Lincoln County got all cranked up, and they decided they didn't want to have dinner with Teton County. So then we did the Lincoln sublet Uinta Sweetwater County gig.
Well, you know, I got to be honest with you. We get nothing out of Uinta.
No.
Okay?
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
So.
So if we go, I mean, if we bail out, they are not, that group is not willing to take Teton County in. Because we tried that last year.
Are you saying Teton's approaching and inviting us?
Yeah. Teton would like to have dinner with us.
So, yeah.
So
my two cents are, is between Albert and I, we've been trying to build a rapport with Teton County. It's working. So I'd go that way.
Well, why don't we split it?
Let's go both.
Yeah.
Let's a couple of us go to
Teton.
I'll go to Teton.
I'll go to Teton.
Nah.
Unless I'm not there.
You need to go.
Let's do.
Okay.
Let's reach out
that they can't get above that because
that's too bad.
You know, the one thing.
Well,
I hope
can you try and facilitate that a little more to get
the legislators
come together?
Yeah. So yeah. No doubt.
We tried last year, and it was just
we
like
serve all of you. Where we can only make one dinner.
Who's
right.
The problem?
So let's get together and have one dinner.
Let's get it
Lincoln
together.
But they don't seem.
Lincoln doesn't want to meet with Teton.
No,
that's
we
deal.
Have one representative from Lincoln.
Yeah, that'll be the problem. Is yeah. Albert will probably go with the Sweetwater and.
Does Teton?
We got
have a problem with Lincoln.
No,
it's just a one-sided thing.
No, it's a one-sided thing. Yeah, Teton doesn't have a problem with joining everybody.
Who kind of heads this up? Is it Lincoln? Is it they're the ones that
yeah,
say
Corey Roberts. Corey Roberts makes the arrangements.
Well, I'm just wondering if we just tell Corey that we've invited Teton to join us.
I agree. Let's quit playing games. They're coming.
I mean, is there anything wrong with that?
I don't see anything wrong.
If three counties agree to come,
well,
and Lincoln don't, it's going to make them pie in the face. So I would just set it up.
Okay.
Just let her know that we have invited Teton and.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that it's our fault.
Okay.
Okay, so Mary, here's an idea.
That's fun.
What
let's,
am I going to
let's contact the legislators.
Oh.
One or two of them that we share with Teton and Lincoln and just let them know that we're doing this on their behalf.
Yeah.
So they can come to one dinner and talk to all of us and
us.
Not have to try and split their time.
Well, I know Marty has been critical of all, because it is. The other thing of it is that Teton last year did meet at Little America, but they've usually gone someplace else in town the same night, and then it's really a goat roping for those guys.
Well, they've got to try
because they got to travel. They got to, yeah.
So we're talking Marty and Dan. Who
Marty
else?
And Dan.
Is that the
That's
only
it. Yeah. Okay.
And they were at the last Teton and Albert and all of us together.
But the other thing of it is over the years, it's really good for us to have good working relationships with those legislators in Teton County.
Oh, sure.
You know,
so we can facilitate.
I mean, Leland Christensen's done work for us. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's guys up there that have helped Sublette County far more than We don't get anything except for grief out of those Uinta guys.
Right.
You know?
I think, and from the standpoint of the, not that this matters, but the broadband thing, Albert and I have been trying really hard to wrangle those guys all together so they can back Albert with him down on the money.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll contact Marty and Dan. And see what they're thinking.
That way we can approach. We're doing this on their behalf.
Yeah. Yeah.
To make it easier for them.
Yep. And I'll just say that we've. Yeah.
This is why we're doing it.
And then we need to make the invitation to Teton.
Yep. The other thing of it is if they don't like it, then we'll join Teton and we'll have dinner and I'll set it up.
Yeah. If they don't like it, we'll go another way. No worries.
So, that's not a big deal.
Okay.
Because Teton would like to have dinner with us.
Yeah.
Because Sherry, I got the thing from Sherry yesterday.
There's no reason why they shouldn't be involved with all of us.
Yeah.
You know, in the last few years on the, like on the national level in NACO, Teton County's been more supportive of some of the stuff I've been doing than actually helpful.
Where
it goes back.
Lincoln is not opposing it, but they're just not there. They just don't do anything.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, kind of interesting.
So one other thing along the same line, do we want to invite the legislators to a meeting to talk about the session?
Yeah, we need to do that like right away.
Well, they go in February is when they go. How about if I'll send an email to all of them and throw out December, January.
Great.
Yeah.
And let them tell us when they're available.
Okay.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
The budget's going to be a big deal.
Oh boy.
This year.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Yay. Am I still going or you want to do Chad?
Well, let's get Chad out of here. Come on up.
How are you, Chad?
I'm very good. How's everybody today?
Yeah, good, thanks, man.
Reminder that it was in Big Pioneer today.
Oh, good.
Mom does a pretty good job taking care of me and make sure I'm on the right track.
Thank you, sir.
All right, well, nothing special today, actually, just a pretty informal update. Everything's going very well. I expect on the budget side, it says they're Todd Hurd. I expect Todd to have some information about the exterior siding of the Pinedale Fire Station. He's got, I don't know, half a dozen different ideas and different price tags for everything, so I'll probably be giving you an update on that. Emergency response, pretty slow in October, but I noticed already in November it started to pick up. It's that time of year where, you know, home heating fires, those kind of things are starting to happen. So, yeah, we only had, what's we got? 14, 15, less than 20, I guess, in October. Yeah, 21 there. No fire investigations in October. I will say that Joe Sampson was our battalion chief in Kendall Valley, and then he retired. When he left, he also left open the fire investigator position and the public information officer position. So we advertised that internally and had several candidates that showed expressed interest in the fire investigation position. What we ended up doing is making a team of investigators with one lead. So we've actually got four investigators that we're trying to offer the training that are spread out throughout the county, and then one lead that's directly responsible to make sure that we got quality control and timeliness of our reports and those kind of things. So
can you tell us who they are?
So Bob Jones is going to be the lead investigator from the town of Pinedale. Andrew Walker from Boulder, Justin Hamilton from Pinedale, and Aaron Fazendine from here in Big Piney. So we've got a pretty good spread across the county, and I'm looking forward to, instead of having one individual like Joe has done in the past, it's a significant amount of time that's necessary for this. So right now the idea is to try to spread it out, which is what we did with the fire prevention position as well. Rather than trying to overwhelm one guy with the requirements to try to keep up for that position, we spread it out among three different people. And in hindsight, that's been a very, very good decision. It's worked out well, and we're able to fill those part-time positions, because majority of our positions are almost full-time positions. But if if a guy's got a full-time job and he's trying to work for the fire department, it's just too much. There's too much responsibility. You can't you know, juggling family and everything else, all the other obligations. So what we've tried to do with the fire department is spread those responsibilities out, and that's what we're doing with the investigation position. And so far, I mean, we're just getting started, but, you know, based on what we've seen with the prevention position, it seems like it's working out really well.
And who's the lead investigator?
Bob Jones, the town mayor from Pinedale. Okay. And he's been a volunteer with us for about 3 years now, and he's done a good job, and so he's real excited about that. So we're working to give them, you know, the training necessary and get all the credentials and make sure they can provide expert testimony. And, I mean, it'll take us a while to get there. In the interim, you know, my background when I was with the state is I was the state fire investigator. So I still maintain all my qualifications and credentials. So, you know, in the interim, anytime we have a fire investigation, I'll be taking the lead on it until we can get these guys trained up to where they need to be.
Gotcha. Can you certify other fire investigators?
I can. Excellent.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay.
So that's going well. The prevention position in October, that was a very busy, you know, fire prevention week is in October, and we were exceptionally busy there. We went to all the schools and gave presentations to all the first grade schools, classrooms, and all the third grade classrooms. And then we also met with all the, you know, the preschools and child daycare centers and so on, and had some station tours and just a lot of great success there in October. I'm really pleased. We focused on our fire prevention message, and so as a result of that, we didn't do any smoke detector installations, but, you know, now they're backed up, and so we're going to do twice as many smoke detector installations in November, I'm sure. Everything's going well. The FireWise program, right now is kind of the downtime, so, you know, there's not a whole lot of fuel reduction going on in the urban interface subdivision, so now what we're trying to do is focus on the slash pile burns and helping out the landowners to do the, you know, the removal of the slash and debris that they've cut down over the summer. So doing a lot of slash pile burns up there. We did one urban interface grant meeting with the collaborative. I actually wasn't able to be there for that one, but Willis Day, our FireWise coordinator, was there for that. Flying Aim Ranch is doing a lot of work up there with their slash reduction too, so our guys are pretty busy making all that come together. So I haven't heard anything yet about the grant application. I have no update on that. I had actually talked to Brooke Lee yesterday and asked if he had anything, and he didn't. He says sometimes it might be a couple months before we hear anything. He expected any time, though, and then we should hear something.
Sure. Did the Flying A, did that get purchased by the guy that bought Black Butte?
That's what I heard.
Told that, but I didn't know that.
I haven't confirmed it. The ranch manager is still the same ranch manager. I'd heard the same thing, that the same landowner had Burton bought the Flying A as well.
I'd heard it hadn't been him, but I don't think that's...
Oh.
I don't know. Joel's probably right.
I know he wanted it.
I know he wanted it bad, but supposedly the person who bought it was out of Jackson. But that was some time ago. They could have thought through.
Training program is going really well. Oh, well, you know, one highlight of the training program is that, a couple highlights, I guess. We've scheduled, well, we sent our health and safety officer and our county training officer to a train-the-trainer for a national initiative called Traffic Incident Management. And it's a standardized program that teaches all emergency responders to set up traffic control through a bad wreck the same way every time. And that way the public kind of knows what to expect, and we give them fair warning, and we know how to manage the flagging and where to set up the pylon cones and how to restrict lane travel and those kind of things. For me, it's really important that the fire department, law enforcement, EMS, we all do it the same way every time we get there, so that it's not confusing and hectic and chaotic when we get there. So we've sent our guys to train the trainer. They've come back, and now they've scheduled a countywide emergency responders course where we're inviting all the emergency response organizations to get together and talk about, you know, how we want to do that, and then hopefully come up with some good policy and procedures internally that we can all work together and make sure that we're working from the same sheet of music when we're out there on some of those bad wrecks. So looking forward to that. That should be a real good program. Highway Patrol is working closely with us to make sure that we have a law enforcement representative for our SO folks and EMS and everybody else there. So should be going well. On top of that, the Recruit Academy is getting ready to start in January. Right now we're sitting about 12, actually just 13. I just got a new firefighter yesterday. So right now we're sitting at 13 new firefighters. My goal is to get 20 firefighters before January 1st. And so you've probably seen a lot of recruitment efforts that we've been putting in the papers and radios and every place. I'm out there everywhere I can be right now trying to get some recruits signed up. So
good.
My goal is to try to get 20 firefighters before January 1st. And we're on track with that goal. So things are going well there, but the intent is to start the Recruit Academy in January.
Okay.
Health and safety officer. He's doing good work. We met with the rural healthcare district and met with the new PA up there, Brian Barton. He's agreed to act as our medical director, and he's not only going to oversee the physical assessments and the 12 lead stress tests and review the blood work and everything goes along with that. He's also going to oversee the CPR certification and make sure that we're working within our scope of practice. So
cool.
And that's a voluntary basis with rural healthcare district to provide that service with us. We've got an EMT basic class started up pretty quick. One thing I want to hit on real quick there is that one of our volunteer firefighters, he's an intermediate EMT, and we've been contacted by the library and also by the conservation district and asked to provide some help with training for their CPR requirements for their employees. It's not something that we would normally. I don't want to be the fire department that's in charge of training CPR. However, as an effort to reach out to other county agencies and provide that support, we're happy to do that. And so I've asked our EMT to take the lead. He's purchased the necessary books and he's I'll cover his time to teach the classes and so on. So yeah. Just in an effort to make sure that we do have that CPR training out there with all the other county agencies that need it. So it's working out well so far. And,
okay.
Just be aware that we're offering that service more than anything.
That's really good. Who's the EMT?
Mike Straw.
Okay.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. And so good. He's been working with Civ at the library and with Mike Hand at the Conservation District. Cooperative services meetings, that's just, that's a big part of my job is just meet with any local, state, county, and federal officials every time I have an opportunity and provide support for our neighboring counties. One thing in there is it talks about the Mike Tapey funeral. He was a firefighter in Jackson that passed away here last month, and we went up there and got very involved in providing support for Jackson. They sent back a very nice letter of appreciation and made sure to express that if we ever need any support in the future, please reach out to them. So
is Jackson all volunteer still?
It is. Yeah. Well, it's a combination department. There's I don't know how many folks. There's somewhere in the neighborhood about 12 full-time career. Mm-hmm. Firefighters and somewhere around 70 volunteers. Jackson's actually a very good comparison for Silva County. They've got six stations. They've got about the same number of volunteers. And if you take EMS out of the equation, because they run both fire and EMS, but if you take EMS out of the equation, they actually run about the same call volume that we go to for just fire-related incidents. So it's a comparable organization. Mm-hmm. And then volunteer hours, we try to track. And remember, volunteer hours are only things that the guys are doing, like parades and public education events and those kind of things. It doesn't include the paper call. It doesn't include the training incidents. This is strictly just the local community events that these guys do. So we continue to track the hours that everybody puts in.
Okay.
All right, a couple of quick other things that I don't have on the agenda. One. I'll pass this to Mary first, I guess, but I've got some old extrication equipment, and when I say old, it's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 years old. It's actually three generations ago that, it was hand-me-down stuff when Kendall Valley first got started. Big Piney gave them their old stuff that they didn't want anymore, and so this is the stuff that I've got in my hands right now, and I don't have any use for it. So I've reached out a little bit to some of the surrounding fire departments, and I asked some of our sales vendors to see if they could help me get rid of it. They found a fire department in Gooding, Idaho, which is a small rural volunteer fire department that doesn't have any money, and they're happy to purchase that equipment from us. So I wanted to ask for the blessing of the commissioners to go ahead and make that sale to this volunteer fire department.
Yeah, $2,000.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Whatever we can do to help, and that's you send out various inquiries.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, then I'll make those arrangements, and
you'll take. Excuse me. You'll take that money, put it into your what? Will it come to Mary?
Yeah, it'll come to Mary, and
put it in your equipment.
Equipment.
Your capital fund.
Okay, that makes sense. Yep.
Put it back in your equipment fund. That'll be fine.
Thanks very much. The only other thing is I just want to let you know the radio system program is progressing very well. Jack Hart has been phenomenal as a consultant. He's sent many emails and he's coordinated all the follow-up questions that the vendors have all had, and he's produced a good final document, in my opinion. So right now we're just in the waiting mode, anticipating the proposals to start rolling in here in a couple of months, and just we we did all the site visits, and then we gave, if I remember right, 2 or 3 weeks past the site visits for the vendors to ask follow-up questions about anything they didn't understand about the site visits. And then basically, I'll leave that with you, Mary, and I'll follow up with you. Based on those questions, Jack has been answering those questions, but he answers the questions to everybody, so they're all, you know, equally informed about, you know, any issues that have come up, and he's been doing a great job. So looking forward to the proposals as they come in, and I think everything's on time and on schedule here for the.
Did you have a good turnout for your RFP?
Yeah, so I was surprised. There's five major manufacturers that produce infrastructure. There's Harris and Tate and EF Johnson and Kenwood and Motorola. But in reality, majority of those companies are actually under two. I mean, their parent companies are Motorola and Harris. Everybody else is under those two. So we had the two major representatives, Motorola and Harris, but they represented the subsidiary companies of EF Johnson, Tate, and Kenwood that were also there. I'd asked them, you know, are you planning to submit proposals for, you know, just Motorola and Harris, or are you planning to submit multiple proposals? And their answer was that they were planning to submit multiple proposals based on the quality of the product. So we'll have, you know, from the parent company, we'll have multiple proposals that are, you know, for the infrastructure. So it's a hard answer to give, but there's technically only two companies there, but they represented five companies that are going to plan to present their proposals to us.
Yeah. Okay, perfect, Shad. Just wanted to touch bases on Aspen Grove. Yeah, I appreciate your quick response and helping out with that. We have asked Commissioner Noble to kind of follow up with Andre and yourself,
okay,
and see what type of plan we need to make sure that doesn't happen again. Do we need to check the rest of the sprinklers? Do we need to get the sprinkler company to come in and just do an evaluation? Things like that. So Commissioner Noble will be getting in touch with you,
okay,
and with you and Andre, and have just kind of a sit down on what we need to do to make sure this doesn't happen.
Sure, absolutely, and I agree. I'm 100% on board with that, and let me know what I can do to help. I spoke with Andre this morning. The damage actually doesn't appear as bad as we initially thought.
I had a good talk with Andre also, and it's a better scenario than we could have ever hoped for in a disaster. So, so I guess, Tom, you'll just get in touch with Shad and Andre.
Maybe this afternoon.
Sure.
We'll just see how this goes today.
Okay. Very good. Thanks for your help there. Andre and Blake both said that it just worked out swimmingly. He said it was just, you were squeegeeing the water to them as they were sucking it out, and it worked out pretty good.
Yeah, I was able to get it cleaned up pretty quickly. And I think there's only two occupancies that were displaced for less than 24 hours.
That's what I understand. They were back in the next day, and little to no damage to personal property.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we tried to catch that as fast as we could. So,
good work, good job, and cooperative effort. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good work.
How many volunteers showed up on your end?
I made about 14 there.
Let's see, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So, awesome.
On a Sunday.
Reflection on you again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good work. Thanks, Shad.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Have a good day, everybody.
You bet. Gentlemen, do you need a break? Or should we take Jay?
Let's take Jay, and then we'll.
Then have a break?
Yeah.
Jay, come on up.
You
and Brianne,
okay,
of course.
Hey.
I mean, I should
have.
I should have asked you to the table first.
No, I'm good.
So how's it going?
It's going good.
Good. How did your 4-H deal go the other night?
It went good.
You know, there were still a lot of people headed over there, even though the weather was scaring them.
Yeah, so I was kind of surprised. So when it first started out, there was probably only like 50 people there, and I was because she RSVP'd for like 210.
Right.
But by the time it all really got rolling, everybody got there, and then people started leaving early because then it hit again.
It hit again.
So
just
what it is this time of year.
Right.
So
I've just let you guys know I made a cameo appearance. I didn't stay. The weather scared me too.
I was headed down to go, and then I didn't go.
Yeah. It looked like it had pretty good food and everything there. So
yeah, it looked like a pretty neat production, and everything went off well.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So yeah, we just got done with that. Got ride time started. Yeah. Just set the round pin up today for that, which is always a good time.
Yeah. Good deal.
I only got one blood blister.
Yeah, just one blister. Just one pin.
It only fell down once.
No. Yeah. Well, Robin's idea of a big screen dropping down from the top isn't going to happen, just so you know.
Right. Well, and I didn't have the lift anyway. When she asked for that, I was like,
it ain't going to happen.
They're working on parking lot lights.
Anything like that.
Anyway. I can't MacGyver that one.
No, sorry.
So, what else? We've been doing a little bit of snow removal, of course, just a couple times this morning and Saturday. Yeah. I think I've been out doing that stuff. We did have a power outage here about a week and a half ago that decided to wipe like 5 doors out on the fairgrounds, the motherboards.
Really?
So that's been a good time. They're not cheap.
Was that a strike or was it just a
an surge? Underground fault on the power company?
Oh man, yeah. Are we gonna get a little help from them?
That's my ass.
I've put in a lot of claims with them before and haven't got anywhere, so we'll see how this one goes.
Okay.
I notified the troubleman of the situation because he was the one that reloaded the line fuse and let it rip.
Okay.
But so we'll see. It's
but the buses need it.
Yeah.
Right
now. Yeah.
Yeah. Get the bus in or out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was touch and go there for a bit, but I got them so that we can at least get in and out of the building. I'm supposed to have some more parts. I would have thought yesterday, but they're coming out of Kentucky, so.
You didn't use Amazon?
No. We used Amazon for the door remotes, though. Yeah.
Good, the internet was down.
The internet was down, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, we've been dealing with that a little bit.
Like everybody else.
Out there. The school district did lose their internet, too, with the power bump. They had to get a whole new little system put in, too. So.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird because it was just on the one building. It's just that
interesting.
C phase on that one building had a lot of stuff on it that was temperamental.
Okay.
We'll probably have to replace the surge arrestor in the building too. I'm analyzing that right now, trying to get a better one lined up than what we got put in there, so this doesn't happen again.
Right.
Type deal. Been to one fair convention. Getting ready to go to another one here this next week.
Cool.
This one's, she's the big gun on this next
one. How's your appointment going on that? Enjoying it?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's been a really great learning curve for me. My schedule for this next week, I've got like on my calendar, my days are full, like, you know, on your digital your calendar. Yeah. So that doesn't happen very often, but it'll be good. I'm excited to do a little bit more with it this year. So
where's this next one?
This one's Las Vegas.
This is the Vegas one.
This is the last year it'll actually be in. It's been in Las Vegas for 44 years, I think, this year. Whoa. This is the last year it'll be in Las Vegas. It moves to San Antonio next year.
Okay.
So, yep. Which is great.
Yay.
So you've already been to the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yep. And it was really good. We had some really good educational classes for us to sit in on, and I learned a lot.
Cool.
So it's always good.
Good. Yeah, the Colorado Fair's kind of got their stuff together, really.
They do, don't they?
Yeah. They kind of hosted this really one, cool. And they brought in, like, all the class teachers, and it was pretty good. Yeah. They got a pretty good pull of intelligence down there as far as people that were putting on the classes and the discussions. It was good. So.
Terrific. Excellent.
Yep.
Okay. What else?
Other than that, we're just floating through.
Got the asphalt patched. The
asphalt's patched.
Good.
So.
Okay.
We had a little bit of interruption with garbage systems, but I think we're back on track with that now. We had a company sell out and another one pick it up and kind of didn't want to honor previous contracts till we kind of ear hold them down. Now we're good to go. So,
good deal. Perfect.
As long as everybody stays in communication there.
Right.
Yeah.
Good. Everything going smoothly with the writing times and
So far, it just started last week.
On the 18th.
No big battles yet.
Not yet.
Everybody's happy with what they got.
Yeah, and actually, there's a few new people. A lot of the times, call-ins are, and I'll tell you, they opened what day? September 20th, I think, was call-in night at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And they filled up in 12 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It gets faster every year. I can't answer the phone fast. I mean, it's crazy. But we have a few new ones that haven't, you know, been able to use the barn, so I always like to see,
some new people that are getting to use it. Good.
Like the campers at Fairground or Fair?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gee whiz.
That's just a train.
Yeah.
You got traffic direction closed for next year, though, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
We'll get you out there with a hard hat and fluorescent vest and the wands.
I can, I have another solution, but did Susan tell you that we had talked about the generator for the
and then Billy called me.
Group you're going to have, pardon?
Yeah, and then Billy called me, and I'm just supposed to get with Billy sometime this winter and go over because he says he doesn't really use them in the summer or something.
Yep, he said that's
so
a winter
I can
thing.
Go see him this winter running and check, make sure they're
good.
Within our
and that'll save expenses. Somebody some money.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Those generators are crazy for that concert.
Yeah.
That's good.
And when we only do it for one day out of the year, I priced put and when I first come that next year I priced putting all the electrical in. It's outrageous too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just for one day. It's a lot of money to just be sitting there. So I didn't think that was feasible either.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Okay. Well, good. Any new outfits coming in to use the facilities?
The Town of LaBarge has got a new kind of gun raffle banquet. It's a fundraiser for the Town of LaBarge.
It's a fundraiser for the Town of LaBarge, and there's talk of a commissioner's tag or something, maybe.
Okay.
Muley Fanatics are using it again. We're actually pretty booked. We have our regulars in January, of course, right now until January is pretty slow.
Sure.
We have a few barrel races and then just the people using the facilities during the day.
Yeah.
But February will start with like the Jensen Bull Sale, and then it seems like every weekend after that we might have it pretty well.
Cutting horse people coming back.
Yeah,
good.
Sadly. Not sadly, but they want another date, but I don't know if we can. I don't think we can accommodate
that date
because it's in May. I think is
Memorial
what they
Day
wanted.
Weekend.
We
already have a barrel race and a team roping,
right?
Which we still could do it, but it's the.
It'd be cost of the changeover.
Yeah,
I'd have to do it so quick that it requires so much manpower, and I'd only get that one event out of it, and then I'd have to clean. So I'm like. You're not going to be able to afford this.
Right.
So
right.
I'm trying to talk them into, so they come in August, and it's the Montana Cutting Association, and that's their regular show date. Like, that show used to be in West Yellowstone until a guy died, and the son does not want to host a cutting. He's like, go somewhere else. And so they come to us. And so what I'm trying to do is change that show to a regular show instead of a derby fraternity. And then have them come back in September when the Wyoming Cutting Horse Association used to do it.
Yeah.
And make their Derby charity co-sanctioned with Montana, Wyoming, and Utah.
Beautiful.
And then that way I can get two cuttings out of one setup.
Yeah, good idea.
Type deal. And so we're trying to work that angle just because then my end of it, then we're making money again instead of pushing all this labor out for nothing type deal. So.
Good idea. Yeah.
One thing we do got to start thinking about over the next few years, if these cutters keep coming back, is I'm going to need another stall barn. Because I got those stalls and they're uncovered, you know.
That's their biggest hang up with coming here.
And it always rains at least
stalls.
One day of the cutting.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
We have the 57 that are covered, but then we have a total of 127 stalls, I think, so the rest of them aren't covered. But.
Boy.
Yeah. And then we can make that stall barn long enough to put the round pin in the end, and then I never have to tear it down and put it back up again.
In the meantime.
Right.
Yeah. It just keeps growing.
Yep. Yes, it does. I know.
It's
what we asked for, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's true.
We want to get it busy.
Yeah.
Actually, okay. I think with a covered stall barn at some point, I think we could actually get a lot more, because that's just a lot of their hang up.
That's everybody's hang up.
It really
when
is.
You got that much money in an animal, I guess I can see that.
Yeah, we'd lose the Colorado guys since I've moved them outside. They haven't come back.
Yeah.
And they usually bring like 26 horses. It's like two big trailer bulls and the trainer and the boss fly into the airport. Like it's big. It's a big deal, when I can get those guys coming this way.
Gotcha.
So
all right.
They also understand.
Well, make sure you put it off at least another year.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I see that coming. And, you know, as far as the moving the team ropers and barrel racers, you know, they never whine. You just, well, kick them out.
Right.
Yeah, they never complain.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Yeah.
They all have their equal sides of complaint.
Just about each other.
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah, that's right.
Nice got an
into
that
quick.
Yeah, he
does.
He bought a hat.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all it took.
Yeah.
What kind
did
you buy? I need one.
No,
anything else, Jay?
No, I'm good unless you guys got something for me.
No, we just appreciate your hard work. Every time you come visit us and every time we hear all the good stuff, we just reassure ourselves that we know we hired the right guys. We appreciate it, too.
Well, hopefully we can keep it going. That's our main thing, is keep it operational.
Yep, absolutely.
So,
thank you.
I can remember back when it didn't go like
I know. Well, you remember how far this has come.
Yeah.
From when you first got here.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, there's a lot less meetings involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are.
Yeah. So,
good
our next
work.
Ag board meeting's probably going to be over the phone, it sounds like.
Okay.
So, we had one right before ride times. Kind of got things settled down of what we had. There wasn't much, just we'd like to have a discussion before Todd heads to Arizona for a couple months, because he doesn't come back till like January. So, but got a couple projects going on in the Ag Center, so we'll have a meeting probably this next month to approve some stuff. So
good deal. Well, thanks for your hard work. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you very much.
Okay, right,
if you need a referee, just call.
Things have been pretty low key. Oh, so
next year.
Speaking of which, you had to referee one other time during fair. And that was the flag
pole. The flag deal.
So I got a couple scouts that are turning their Eagle projects in for that. It looks like the flag poles to do four of them. So we'll have two up front by the main gate, you know, so people driving by can see that we're flying a flag. And then I was going to do two more, but there's talk that out at the Bus Fair Arena, but there's talk that 4th of July rodeo might not happen there this year. So if that kind of trends to go that way, the other two will just move to what we call the bean, which is the gravel oval thing on the one end of the parking lot.
Yeah.
Remember back in the day of the committee that was started for Dale Evans? Remember, he wanted flags and then a granite rock. Well, they've never kind of come up with that plan of this granite rock and what it's going to say. But I thought, worst case scenario, we can get the two flag poles put up. And then is that committee still trying to decide what they want?
Their deal.
We get flags being flown during our events where people... Because the one right now is clear up at the dining hall. And there's really nothing going on during fair week at the dining hall. So...
Okay.
And it kind of gets forgot about because it's up there.
Yeah.
So
what did get forgot?
So
weird.
At least not one person.
Right. So I forgot.
Well,
it was up shortly after.
But it was just
So
we gotta take it.
We're moving forward on that. I gotta get the scouts to get it approved. We're gonna buy the poles and all the material. They're gonna provide all the labor. Get it set up.
It's a great project.
It's a good Eagle
project.
That's great.
So that's how it's going.
I did talk with Dave Steve Smith about your sound system over there. Did he ever get in touch with you?
Yeah, he come down and...
Well, he better have, because we had a pretty darn good talk.
Yeah, and he's supposed to actually be coming next week with the rest of it.
Okay.
So, because it's been on his desk for quite a while. So
he was aware of it the week I...
good.
So he
week
come down,
after I
so
was
that
down
was
there.
Fair 4th of July.
Yeah.
And he was down there the middle of fair week, and I was running and gunning him pretty hard.
Good.
And so he gave us a whole bunch of loaner stuff, gave us through fair.
Good.
And then he's supposed to come take that stuff out and put the new in.
Okay.
And he thought he had it all fixed, but then we had another event last fall, and the compressor started doing the same thing. Like, you can play music all day long on it, but as soon as somebody starts
to talk
and that compressor gets hot, it just shuts down.
Yep.
So.
Okay, but he's on it. Okay.
Have another talk with him. Yeah. I heat him up a little bit.
I will.
I heat him up a little bit, but I don't know if it...
Next time I see him, I'll heat him up again.
How tall is the flagpole have to be?
We're going to do 30 foot for the American flag out front. That way we can fly the 4x6, so I think it can be seen a little bit better.
I know where there's a used flagpole you can have.
Yeah?
Yeah, in front of the old Marlton Big Pony Clinic.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And is it a swedge?
I don't know. I have any idea. I paid to put it in. I haven't put it in. It's just sitting there.
Hmm.
If you just go by there and look at it, if you think you can use it, the county owns a building.
See if you can see if you can use it.
Yeah, because if it's the swedge type, we'll have to see if it has a concrete around it. Because then you just bust the concrete with the jackhammer, and then you pull it out because it's filled full of sand.
Yeah.
And you just level it as you're
Look at it and see. Nobody notices, but it's sitting in front of the old clinic.
Take a look
flag
at it.
Flagpoles are really expensive.
Yeah.
So like four of them with the outside hardware instead of the inside.
Oh,
it's like still $3,000 for four poles, and that's two 30s and two 25s. So we can fly the Wyoming on the 25s and the American on the 30s.
Hmm.
And we have there's electricity to that gate.
Yes, I have electricity there.
So you can have lights.
Yeah.
So if you flew
then
at
they're up all
during
the time
fair at night,
yes,
the light would be there. That's
because I priced I put the flagpole out here at the Forest Service when I wired that, and it has the cool one that follows the flag around, the little light on top.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like $3,000 just for that pole, not to mention the installation of the, doing the electrical and stuff. So
take a look at that, see if you can use it.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's an aluminum pole, right?
Yeah. Well, I say it's metal. I have no idea.
Okay.
It could be steel. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a sturdy pole.
Well, I know the flagpole that's at the Marbleton SO we bought from Iden years ago, and it was $1,000. Then, and that was 25 years ago.
Well, this was put in.
It was like, oh my god,
over 20 years ago.
I got some 34 foot sticks of drill stem.
We'll just paint them up.
Yeah.
And that's how the flagpole is up above. I hope that the pulley up top never goes out, because it's the kind that you pull the bottom bolt and it'll lay down.
Oh yeah.
But when it's made out of drilling rod, good luck going back up with it.
Mama.
Yeah. So we're hoping that the hardware holds out for another 25 years.
At least till you're gone.
Right.
Yeah, like
me. Yeah. Good.
There you go.
All right. Sounds good, guys. So,
thanks, you guys.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Do you need a break? Take a 5-minute break, and then we'll get back to our business.